This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you happen to catch that clown show called The Debate on Sunday? I didn't even talk about it yesterday, and the reason for that is I forgot. I talked to many of my friends, politicos, people plugged in, and you know what they said? I forgot it was coming on. I totally forgot. And this was with the excitement of knowing that creepy, demented Joe Biden was going to be in it, and people were waiting to see what flubs that he was going to make. Welcome to the KevinJacksonShow.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, so I'm just getting to it. I apologize. But the leftists have rejoiced about this. These two debating one-on-one in front of, get this, an audience of nobody. Cameramen. Audience not existing. Now, frankly, the Democrats should be used to this because Biden can't draw an audience no matter what. Biden as the front runner. Biden as the de facto guy who will probably get the nomination. I was wrong, but I wasn't wrong. You'll get what I mean down the road when Biden gets beat up. They didn't want him. They had to circle back to get Biden. And the reason what scared him was Bernie. So it was down to these two in front of an audience that they're very much used to, nobody. And if you missed it, let me tell you, you missed nothing. How fitting that these two old clowns slugged it out with no audience to fake cheer them on as they laid out their policy positions. It was interesting to watch, to say the least. And let me give it to you in a word. Boring. It was more of the same. We've got to get rid of Trump. He doesn't know how to handle the virus, the Wuhan virus, which Donald Trump acted masterfully with this. Bernie Sanders wants single payer. Joe Biden says single payer didn't work in Italy. I'm just giving you sort of the highlights. Joe Biden wants to confiscate your guns. He says he's going to pick a female as his vice president. Some people speculate it's Michelle Obama. Let me tell you, he's not picking Michelle Obama, and he's not picking Hillary Clinton. He'll take Klobuchar or somebody else, but he will not pick either of those people. Joe's going to coast in. They think he's got it, and even if he didn't have it, he would not pick the woman who supposedly could beat Trump, the one he said was a better candidate than him for VP when Obama was picking a VP. He will not pick Obama's wife. Because everybody knows the opposition research on her is so thick that nobody dare want to pick Michelle Obama. So Joe Biden, though, he's guaranteed he's not going to pick the best candidate. He's just going to pick a female candidate. If there's a better man that could be on his ticket, so be it. You're not going to make it, guy, because Joe Biden wants a woman. What he's saying to women is, if I were ever to become president, and he won't, I know there are many of you who get weak in the knees because you think, oh, wow, I heard he did okay in the debate. Yeah, they want a position that Joe Biden did okay. Let me tell you what Joe Biden did okay. Debating a 78-year-old communist on communist ideas with very little pushback. Very little pushback. Bernie Sanders, what's funny, when he talked about his ideological positions, he's very close to Trump. Many of these Bernie Sanders people they're saying, we want anybody but the establishment Democrat. And you know who that appeals to them? Don't even bother to ask me. Go Google number of Bernie people that might vote for Trump or did vote for Trump in the last election or whatever, or didn't vote at all. Go Google it. Calm yourselves. Y'all listening to Kevin Jackson? 844-551-8255. So they have this debate, if you want to call it that. They said, without an audience, what followed was a more focused, often aggressive, and policy-driven debate between the candidates. As the COVID-19 crisis bookended the debate and gave both men a chance to frame their platforms against the crisis and offer Americans, you're going to love this part, a compassionate, decisive message that's been completely absent from the White House. A compassionate, decisive message. Because Donald Trump is not compassionate and he's not decisive. So says Yahoo News. Yeah, no wonder they call it Yahoo News, because it is news for Yahoos. Boring debate. The article continued. The national emergency over coronavirus has exposed failures throughout the U.S., from the administration of health care to safety nets for sick employees and working families with children out of school. So in other words, 8 years of Obama, and this is what President Trump gets handed, another failed system. But the good news is President Trump's fixing it. He's fixing it up, and it will end up MAGA despite the media lies around the Wuhan virus. Now, who was the winner in this debate going back to that? Was there a winner? Well, here's what Yahoo News for Yahoo said. They said, the debate gave Sanders the best opportunity yet in a focused, audience-free environment for Sanders to make a case for the transition to a single-payer system and a government overhaul to serve the most vulnerable. He made that case that the U.S. response and its shortcomings are part of an institutional failure. Not a one time, and they didn't even finish it. They didn't even edit the article to finish the sentence. The snooze fest supposedly gave Sanders the win? I don't know. Or did it make Biden look presidential? Because that's what they're spinning. Oh, Joe Biden really got a chance to show his wares. Really? What I can tell you that, well, in fact, before we do that, let me just let you hear a clip from Biden.
We can do that. We did that. We've been through this before with the coronavirus. We've been through this before. We've been through this before with dealing with the viruses that the N1H15, as well as what happened in Africa.
Well, there you have it with the old N1H1, which, by the way, was the H1N1. And by the way, Joe, it wasn't a coronavirus you were dealing with, and you couldn't think of it. It was SARS. And I don't even know what he's talking about that happened in Africa. I don't know. Maybe we should ask somebody black. Snooze fest, folks. What I can tell you about this format is it may work for these two hapless rubes, but it will not work for President Trump. With or without an audience, Sanders doesn't have the guts to attack Biden. It was clear. This debate, they had policy differences from Biden, Sanders did, but he didn't want to go to the mat with any of them. He didn't say, Joe, that's just an idiotic idea, or you're pandering, or you just want to move over. You're trying to steal voters from me, and you're trying to fool them. I'm not going to let my voters be fooled. If you think Donald Trump is going to let this happen, Biden wants to play the role of a centrist, and he's nowhere near it. The guy wants to confiscate your guns. He's fighting Sanders on a single-payer system, but he wants a single-payer system because that's what he and Barack, Barry, that's what they wanted. All right, I'm almost out of time this segment. We got a lot to talk about. General Flynn, social distancing, more on Gillum. Talked about Gillum the other day. Talk about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This is all happening in a time that we're starting to see a message shift here, because you're starting to hear the Republicans, especially Trump Co., calling it the Wuhan or the Chinese coronavirus. They're looking for someone to blame.
Concern is growing this morning over an outbreak of a new SARS-like virus in China. At least six people have died from the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus, the Wuhan coronavirus.
The 34-year-old ophthalmologist diagnosed Saturday with the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
What more can you tell us about the similarities or differences between SARS and the Wuhan coronavirus?
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus in China.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
From the Wuhan coronavirus.
Wuhan coronavirus.
Fears continue to grow over the outbreak of the Wuhan coronavirus.
Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
We have new information about how the Wuhan coronavirus is spread.
Tying coronavirus to China and Chinese people isn't just a racist dog whistle. It's a whole racist orchestra. It's a mighty, mighty racist bass tone.
I hear Stephen Miller in this foreign virus setting up
travel bans for the outside invasion of the disease. That's not the way.
Chinese coronavirus.
Yeah,
that been
that's not
the first U.S. case of Chinese coronavirus.
The Chinese coronavirus. This is coming as the Chinese coronavirus.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
Outbreak anxiety. The death toll nearly doubles in China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
Just how bad is China's coronavirus crisis?
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus.
Concerns about the China coronavirus.
It's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia, right, to use that kind of term.
How about those moralistic Democrats, everybody? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Moralistic. It's xenophobic to refer to it as the China virus, the Wuhan virus, where it originated, in China, in the Wuhan province. That's what everybody was calling it until the talking points went out. See, that's the leftists. Why should you not call, if it was originated in America, which the Chinese are trying to say that it did, why are they doing this? Because our leftists allow them to do this. Blame America. Don't make America great again. Make America crap again. Macaw, macaw, macaw. They don't want America to be great. Let China dump on us. China releases a pathogen that is creating billions of dollars of cost to the United States, and the lefter, don't blame them. Man, it's pretty amazing. Moralistic Democrats. Joe Biden curses at workers, calls guy, you're a piece of crap, he uses another word, calls a woman a horse-faced bungle-baggy or whatever it was, has these Tourette-like utterances, says the most racist things on the planet. Oh, I can't go into a 7-Eleven without a Pakistani working there. He talks about the black parts of his own neighborhood, of his town, the black parts of his town. He talks about black people. He marginalizes us by talking about they're going to put y'all back in chains and a host of other things. And nobody says anything because Biden's presidential, right? He's presidential. Boy, I guess when you're brain dead, you really do make a fantastic Democrat. They don't mind letting you say whatever you want to say, get away with whatever you want to get away with. Hey, anybody to beat Trump. Why? Because Trump is really bad. He's improved the economy, got people working, more women, blacks, Latinos, probably crazy people, everybody working more. Up until this recent scare with the stock market, you were feasting. You still are compared to Obama. Still making money. Don't worry, it's going back up. I was on, told you guys the other day, I was on C-SPAN talking about the economy. I said, what are you worried about? Oh, we're a recessionary because the stock market went down. That's the farthest thing from the truth. Everybody's working. Money going. You want to talk about money going back into the economy? Go to your nearest grocery store and see how much money's circulating back into the economy. And as soon as they open things back up, people are going to be going to restaurants. After they cook all the food they bought, they're going to be back into the restaurants. They're going to be back at sporting. But for the record, I'm glad these big professional athletes don't have anything to do. I hope it shuts down pro athletes. I hope basketball, baseball. Well, I like baseball. But I hope basketball and football suffer to no end. I hope it doesn't hit the baseball guys. They haven't become the types of big babies that the others have so far. But what I want you to understand is that they want you to believe that Biden is presidential, a dude who suffers from dementia, or an angry commie. Those are the two people they've narrowed down to. They're presidential. Bernie Sanders is presidential. Joe Biden can stand up. He can talk all he wants. And by the way, I talked about the debate earlier. Let me tell you about the debate. Joe Biden still takes credit for everything that goes on in his life. Everything that's ever happened. I sponsored the legislation that did that. I sponsored the legislation. He should just have a little string in his back that just says, I sponsored the legislation. I sponsored the legislation for anything that he considers good. He sponsored the legislation. Joe doesn't even realize he's putting his foot in his mouth half the time, but that's okay. He's the Democrats' cross to bear. Says he's going to nominate a woman sexist move that's going to bring unity to the big tent. Do you think Joe Biden can unify us? Are you, as a Republican, a conservative, or anything of that ilk, are you excited about the potential to be involved with Joe Biden? Boy, I tell you what, if Joe Biden runs, that's going to make me take pause on Donald Trump, because that Joe Biden, woohoo, man, you want to talk about some leadership. Or do you think, why would they think I would vote for this brain-dead moron or the vice president that he picks? In the upcoming debates, Biden's going to have to use a lot more of what's left of his brain in debating Trump, because Trump will drag him into deep water. He'll pick fights with Biden outside of the debates. It's going to cause what's left of Biden's brain to explode. See, Biden's had smooth sailing with the primaries and the debates, mostly because of the Wuhan virus and the interference being run by the DNC and other Democrats. But that's not going to last very long. It's not going to save him. These Democrats are scoundrels, but they claim to be moralistic, folks. You know, the new blood that includes Elliot Spitzer, the New York AG that cracked down on prostitutes who was dealing with nothing but call girls? Him? Anthony Weiner, the up-and-coming congressperson being groomed specifically by the Clintons, marries Uba Abedin Clinton's Ace Coon Boone, her aide? What's he get caught doing? Sexting teenagers? Michael Avenatti, porn lawyer, Ilhan Omar marries her brother, Katie Hill screwing around, and now Gillum? Oh, yeah, don't forget Hillary, Elizabeth Warren, Buttigieg, Beto, de Blasio, Booker, Kamala Harris. You want to talk about a group of moralistic people? That's who you want to mention? It's a train wreck.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on coronavirus in a moment, but breaking news for NFL fans. The New England Patriots quarterback for the past 20 years, Tom Brady, has said on Instagram today he's leaving that team. He did not say what team he's signing on with, but he did indicate he is leaving New England. Now to the latest on the coronavirus, as new guidelines from the White House Coronavirus Task Force are recommending that people stay away from any gathering of more than 10 people, and older people are especially warned as they're at increased risk of contracting the virus. Today was supposed to be primary balloting day in four states. Arizona, Florida, and Illinois are going forward, but Ohio is on the list as well. Now, state officials have called off that primary because of concerns about the outbreak. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do they have rehab for butt-naked black former gubernatorial candidates who are found with a male prostitute from rentmen.com in a hotel room with three vials of meth and some feces and blood on the sheets? I'm just curious. Is there rehab for that? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm just curious if anybody knows where this rehab exists. Is it a place in Arizona out in the desert where you go for this? Welcome to my show. 844-551-8255. Rehab. That's a pretty specific rehab, I'll admit. Yeah. Well, The former Tallahassee mayor, Andrew Gillum, apparently says he needs to go to rehab for his alcoholism. He believes that he has an alcohol problem. Woo! Days after police say they found Andrew Gillum in a South Beach hotel room with a collapsed companion that he called his, and I'm using my finger quotes, friend. Good looking dude, by the way. Yeah. And dude is a male prostitute who rents himself out to other men on rentmen.com. You can't own him, but you can rent him. Baggies of crystal meth. The former Florida gubernatorial candidate announced on Sunday that he's going to enter rehab for alcohol abuse, and he's going to, I love this part, step away from the spotlight. Woo! Here's what he said in a statement. This is priceless stuff, people. It's priceless. After conversation with my family and deep reflection, I have made the decision to seek help, guidance, and enter a rehabilitation facility at this time. I now need to firmly focus on myself and my family. I will be stepping down from all public-facing roles for the foreseeable future. So predictable, folks. These leftists, they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar. You know what I'm saying? In the cookie jar being the G-string of a dude. And then they got to go to rehab. And then he's going to get out of rehab. And what's he going to do? He's going to focus on his family. Now, at the time of Gillum's incident, where he was found with this male hooker that he described as his, and I use my finger quotes, friend, I said I'd like to hear how he explained this to Jay Gillum. That's his wife. In the Miami Beach report of the incident, police responded to this overdose call at the South Beach Mondrian Hotel early Friday morning. When they arrived, they found Gillum in the hotel room with two other men. He was reportedly chemically impaired, so much so that he couldn't talk. Now, I've already explained, three bags of crystal meth on the bed and on the floor. They didn't tell us this. I talked about it at the time when we were talking about the subject, but they didn't tell us that Gillum was butt naked. He was found butt naked. They made it sound like he was in his suit and he was, you know, throwing up in the toilet. Yeah, butt naked in the room, blood and feces found in the bed sheets. I know, right? Right. Let's see if the press seizes on this part of the story and expounds. Do we have some Jeopardy music? Do, 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 do. Somehow, I don't think the press wants you to know that there was blood and a bit of stool found on the sheets. Maybe some dog came and wiped its butt with it. I don't know. I'm not trying to cast aspersions. I'm not trying to create any doubt about this story. Interestingly, police did not administer a blood test on Gillum or a rape kit. I mean, look, if you find blood and stool or feces on sheets and Gillum was drunk, then maybe what happened wasn't consensual. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Okay? He was drunk. You know how these frat boys get in trouble because they have a party and the girl passes out and some guy has sex with her. Whether she was hitting on her or not, she was hitting on him or not during the party, whether she wanted it or not. If she was out of her gourd, somebody's got to go to jail. I mean, isn't that the old hashtag Me Too? Somebody's got to go to jail. I don't know. Blood and feces on the sheets. Drugs in the room. Evidence of sex, but no arrest. Who did the drugs belong to? Whose feces and blood was it? I'm not trying to... I don't want to offend anybody's sensibilities to listen to the program, but I'm just trying to paint the picture here for you. I'm a cop. I come in. There's two butt-naked guys out of their gourds. I see blood and I'm like, whoa, what happened here? Sir, were you accosted? Or was this consensual? And whose drugs are these? I mean, look, I'm going to help you with some basic questions. Whose are these? Do these drugs belong to? Are they yours? Are they yours? We're going to do a toxicology. But no, they didn't do toxicology. They didn't ask anybody if they had been buggered by the other one. You know? Oh, well. According to Gillum, the meth did not belong to him. It belonged to Donald Trump. No, I'm kidding. He didn't say that, but he did deny using meth. He said, all I did was drink. I was just drunk. And I don't know how I got to this hotel room with sexyman.com and ended up butt naked with feces and blood on the sheet. I don't know. Can somebody look for the KY jelly? Because apparently it ain't in here. He claimed he got drunk at a wedding, too. This is what Gillum said, I got drunk at a wedding. Well, he's got to be one of the most interesting drunks at a wedding that I know. I've seen drunk people. They get stupid. Some of them are really quiet and go sit down. Others get all boisterous. Hey, boy, you little girl, don't make me hurt you. And they get loud and crazy. Okay, but all of that. And somehow he found his way, he and his booty found his way over to this dude's place, his hotel room. He ends up butt naked with blood and feces on the sheets. He's butt naked with meth in the room. I mean, what kind of wedding was this? A swingers wedding? Three bags of crystal meth. By the way, I asked the question, was any KY found at the scene? I was looking for it in the article, but I was only asking for a friend. Anyway, now Gillum's going to go off to rehab to work on his drinking issue. His drinking issue. Now this made me, see, I got a curious mind. I got a curious mind. That's my bag. And I got to wondering. I said, have there been any other stories on Gillum having a drinking problem? And here's the thing. I'm just saying this. I'm asking this question to the Democrats, independents, and anybody that wants to vote for the idiot party, the party of lynching of Negroes. Here's my question. If Gillum had a drinking party, why were you running him as governor? And a drinking party, a drinking problem is what I meant to say. See how I caught that? That's why I know I'm not demented like Joe Biden. I caught that. If he's got a drinking problem, why have we heard of no other issues related to his drinking problem? Why do Democrats want this drug addict drinker who apparently likes to have booty sex with men? Why did they want, which by the way, if that's your bag, I don't care. But that's the guy they want to be governor? The guy who won't admit that he's on the down low? He's a liar, at the very least. He's a liar. So, where's his drinking problem? Playing devil's advocate a little further, I wonder what the former gubernatorial candidate, do you know, who gets publicly drunk at weddings, so much so that he wanders into the hotel room of a, here's my finger quotes, friend, ends up butt naked with three bags of crystal meth and blood and feces on the sheets. I'm just saying, I don't know very many of them whose careers last very long. Not just at weddings, anywhere. Do you know many gubernatorial candidates who get drunk at a bar? Just using that one as an example. But we're to believe he got drunk at a wedding. Now, speaking about this wedding, nobody can find details of this South Florida wedding. And my curiosity, again, it killed the cat, but it is what I do. Did any journalist even bother to look for weddings in the area? Because one would think that a wedding where a potential governor, a gubernatorial candidate of his level, would attend, that it would be a significant news, easy to corroborate. Perhaps somebody could ask Gillum's wife if she knew of said wedding. So here's the thing, though. I dare you to Google this story and see how much press it's getting. And then I want you to imagine if a Republican gubernatorial candidate were caught butt naked in a hotel room with a male friend who has a profile on Rent.com and three bags of meth, what we'd be talking
about. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today, 888-291-9729, 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments, save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi, 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Well, the Democrats should be so happy that they're so much out of the news cycle because of the Wuhan virus. They should be ecstatic. The Wuhan virus has helped them immensely. I mean, I'd said Gillum is probably the happiest guy on the planet. Andrew Gillum, former gubernatorial candidate that ran against Ron DeSantis, it came within a razor's edge of beating DeSantis, and he's a crackhead on the down low, a meth head. He's worse than a crackhead. He's a meth head on the down low, hanging out with men
on the sly. I mean, can you imagine? This guy would have made Clinton look like a choir boy. But yeah, that's not in the news. It would be in the news if it were Donald Trump's kid, if it were Eric, or if it were Don Jr. You wouldn't even know what the Wuhan virus was if it was one of them. You've got General Flynn in the news. He's probably going to... I mean, the FBI's conveniently lost all of the paperwork involving his questioning, etc. Pretty convenient, right? Just like they conveniently didn't look at the DNC server. They conveniently didn't look at all the evidence on Anthony Weiner's laptop. They conveniently didn't find anything to prosecute Hillary Clinton on because they could not understand, couldn't figure out her intent. That FBI. Yeah. Oh, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about all these bombs that are due to be dropped, on different things. The Durham, Hillary Clinton, she was trying to get her stuff pulled out of court. So she says, I'm too important to have to go through this questioning that they want to put me through. All these are things that are big topics, folks, out there looming for the Democrats. And we aren't having these discussions. Yeah. The reason why is we got this plague that's happening around America. The plague. We can't let, how can we function with this Wuhan cold virus that's not killing enough people to say grace over? I'm not discounting the deaths, so I don't even feel like I need to say that. I respect human life in the womb and out of the womb. So I don't even need to say that. I understand. People are going to die. People die every day. I hear it's 187,000 people die every single day of something. No need to panic about it. It's going to happen. Hey, if you're listening to this program, there's going to come a day where you're not listening to this program. And it isn't because I'm boring and you decide I don't want to listen. I mean, that's an option. But there's another option. You won't be able to. There'll be a day where I'm not delivering this program. You got to understand your mortality. I know many of us would just be like, man, I'm going to die one day. Yes, you are. If you're right with God, you know it. You can handle it. Thank goodness. I'm not perfect. I sin. But I'm right with God. I can handle my own impending death. And it's coming. But it won't be from the Wuhan virus. I can pretty much tell you that. Yeah, I'm joking about it, because I know I ain't dying from the Wuhan. And now they're telling us we got a new term. I hadn't heard this term. I only use this term when I think about male, people who batter their a girlfriend or a spouse or something like that. And this is the psychological thing they do. They do what's called social distancing. And I never knew of it as a terminology. I just know that when I would see a pattern where a girl, like you have a girlfriend, a friend who's a girl, and you say, hey, I haven't heard from you in a long time. Like you see her at the supermarket. She's like, yeah, I got a boyfriend. And, we spend a lot of time together. He doesn't like when I talk to my old boy. And you're like, we were never dating. We were just friends. Yeah, but he doesn't like it. So And I go, warning sign. Because I understand the male and female dynamics, and everybody thinks, there's a joke with guys that, with females, they say, you don't have any guy friends, you just have guys that are just waiting for their chance to screw you, right? That's sort of the joke. But no, you can't have guy friends. People that have no interest, they've got relationships, you have relationships, they have no interest. Maybe you know them through, other friends. You see them out. All of my point is that the guy who says, your parents, they don't like you. You don't need to be talking to your parents. And what's this deal with you and your brother being so close? Things like this. That's a warning sign. And so the Democrats are acting very much like these. Hey, listen, don't you be hanging around family. Don't you go see grandma and them at the old folks home, because grandma and them, you could get them sick and kill them. And they're telling grandma, don't you let your children and your grandchildren come over here, because they might kill you. It reminds me, literally, I was thinking about this. I was like, this is like the dude who won't let a woman have a cell phone. He's looking at the phone all the time, the same bill. And, who is this? What number is this? I'm going to call her right now. Who are you, Kevin? What's the story with her, Kevin? She was a guest on my radio show. I'm sorry. But it sounds like that. What's funny to me is social distancing is what cruel people do when they want to isolate you from friends and family, from the things that you enjoy. They are isolating you from going to restaurants. They're isolating you from going to game, you know, ball games. Spring training was happening in Arizona. You know what they did? They canceled. Gone. Gone. Can't bring people out here to see spring training. So the economy of Arizona suffers. Oh, we're going to cancel all the events. We're going to cancel. They canceled rodeo in Houston. I know that doesn't sound like a big deal. When I say rodeo in Houston, I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of people converging. They got venues. Think Jazz Fest times 10. It's rodeo. They call it rodeo. But there's concerts. And I'm not talking about little acts. I'm talking about big acts. They'll be set up 5 miles apart. You can go to this venue, that venue, that venue. You can walk it if you want, but most of it, you got to ride. And then you get there, it's parking. It's crazy. And they happen to throw a rodeo in the middle of it. But it is major acts, jazz acts, R&B acts, country western acts, all the different venues all over the city. It's unbelievable. I bet you it wouldn't surprise me if millions of people attend rodeo. They canceled it in Houston, Texas. In Chicago, I believe they're saying, hey, you can't go out to restaurants. Don't be inviting friends out. Oh, you millennials, you want to socialize, you better get on Skype. You better get on a chat. What do they call it? WhatsApp app or whatever. You cannot go see your friends. And one guy wrote, he says, hey, this is perfect for these millennials and Gen Zers because they don't like to see each other anyway. They have no social skills. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Yeah, it's kind of weird meeting in person. I mean, you know, you're like an avatar. They're like Beavis and Butthead. They have no ability to carry on decent conversations. The one thing I can say about my youngest son and my kids, that these boys, at least they can say, hey, how you doing? Yeah, well, listen, and you want to get on a subject? They can jump from subject to subject. My youngest son is he's a character. This kid he knows puns. Hey, did you see that meme they posted the other day about the president? That wasn't that very clever. That was very funny. I mean, he's really a clever kid. Yeah. So, they don't want to. Public health experts and officials have been using the term social distancing when discussing how they're tackling the novel coronavirus. That would be the Wuhan virus that we pronounce it. Broad measures like canceling sporting events, closing schools in an attempt to slow the airborne infections. They want to slow the infections. Canceling school. I like this one. See, because this one, they're proving that you don't need to send kids to school to learn. How's that going to go when one teacher can teach 5,000 kids? How's that going to work out when there's no longer diversity, equity, and inclusion? Because you know what? The internet doesn't know what color you are. It doesn't know your sexuality. What are they going to do then? I love that idea. Here's one that's going to backfire on the leftists. What about all these little vegan restaurants that are setting? All these people that are throwing their money in to survive the zombie apocalypse only to find out there are no zombies. Hey, we thought they were going to be coming to feed. I guess they're sucking brains out on the countryside or something because they ain't going to your restaurants, leftist. They're trying to ruin the economy. It ain't going to work. Don't get fooled, guys. It's not going to work. Social distancing. They say individuals can practice their own versions of social distancing, like working from home when possible, trying to keep 6 feet between them and six people to boost their chances of keeping themselves and their communities safe during an outbreak. Hey, here's what social distancing allows you to do. It lets you drop friends easily. If somebody says, why haven't you, man, I haven't seen, I know, have you, man, what's up with you? Listen, I've been practicing social distancing. What's that got to do with calling a brother, man? Nah, man, I mean, you know, when you socially distance, you forget people. You know what I'm saying? It messes with your mind. It makes it easy to isolate. No schools, no festivals, no public transportation. And God forbid, you may end up having to get to vote from home and do some other crazy things, but you got to get into it. First line of defense now is social distancing. Don't forget that term.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.